Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to the phones in a second. We're back from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. It's a Friday home. We made it, Ikey. It's Friday.
We did it. We made it.
Woo! All right, so this Philly story. And Jack has the, and it worries me because when Jack says he has audio and I don't know what he's talking about, I'm worried what he's done back there. Anyway, so Jim Salisbury, he broke the story this morning there, Ike. Yeah, the Philly Fanatic, he reports, quote, word around Philly's spring training camp is that the Fanatic has made a few alterations himself. Fans will get a peek at the big green guy's new look Sunday when the Phillies host the Pittsburgh Pirates at Spectrum Field. He goes on to say, and I'm just paraphrasing now, that his shoes might be different, socks as well, some of his measurements may be different, and there'll be some other creative changes as the Fanatic evolves, and that the changes to the Fanatic's look come as the team is embroiled in a lawsuit with the original designers of the Fanatic costume back in the late 70s.
Get rid of that guy!
That agreement ends in June, and they're in the middle of a lawsuit. So a lot of insiders, and I'm not sure if Jim actually said this, but a lot of people are saying that this is a result. They're making this change now so they can say, hey, this isn't the original costume that you designed. We've changed it to where you're not getting paid anymore for this. Seems like some pretty, at least somewhat significant changes to the Fanatic. New shoes?
Yeah, I mean, they may have to.
Different size?
Is this why Brazier was so unfocused yesterday?
He was totally unfocused.
He's worried about that Sunday.
That's pretty stressful.
Yeah, it would be. How long has the Fanatic been around?
Opening of the Vet? Or, I mean, it's been around there, the mid-70s maybe? Yeah, mid-70s, I believe. Wasn't the opening of the Vet.
So it's the same character, though?
Well, different jersey, but I think same thing.
Okay.
Everything I think he's put
otherwise.
On more weight.
He has.
My boy, the missile. What's up, brother? Eagles coach Timmy Houck in the house.
Yes, sir. Timmy Houck.
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
Don't worry. I'm not going to bring you on.
1978. He was first seen April 25th, 1978. Thank you, Bill Matz. So there you go. Any? I mean, Jack, are you worried that this could be a significant? Because listen, if you're doing a top 10 of Philly's personalities in the modern era, the Fanatic makes the top 10.
I mean, he was the face of the franchise for a little bit there.
There's no doubt about it.
He's
the best mascot in sports.
Best mascot in sports. Everyone agrees on that.
And I wouldn't put him ahead of the Schmitz and the Boas and the Carltons and the Ryan Howards and those guys, but he's got to be on the tail end of that top 10. When I was growing up, there
a was Philly greats.
Yes, he's a Philly great.
Okay, I had no problem with it.
I hope they don't change him too much.
Well, they're going to change him.
It seems that way, yes.
So get ready for a new sort of look.
All right,
I wouldn't mind if he was red or blue.
Oh my gosh, what is going on?
So you want to do you? You're okay with major changes?
Yeah.
You're looking for an upgrade.
Well, it's not that I'm looking for an upgrade, but I'm okay with change. Listen, I had to get used to Gritty. That damn thing scared me for 6 months. I had to get used to him.
But the Fanatic's an institution.
There's an orange furball running around.
Act together.
At Mark's Reese WIP, our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 3 and 9 in Montgomeryville.
And Bill wants to get rid of me now because I'm attacking Gritty.
Well, I want to get rid of you for wanting to change the Fanatic. That's a different reason.
Everyone wants to get rid of Ike.
No, I don't want to change the Fanatic. Changes are coming.
You want to get rid of the Fanatic.
And you're okay with it.
Yes, I'm okay with it.
All right, and that's our Twitter question. Mark's Jewelers, if you're getting engaged, go there. Something Route 309 in Montgomeryville, mark-jewelers.com.
Think of all the new merchandise you're going to be able to sell.
Would you be okay with a significant upgrade to the Fanatic?
Yeah, I can't wait till the 40-year-olds call.
But how can
mad.
You upgrade the Fanatic?
You
He's
can't.
Already perfect.
It's like the NFL. The Fanatic in the NFL. See, Ike?
What?
You, the best sports product on the field is the NFL. So now they're going to go and mess with it because they're greedy and they want to make more money. That's what they're doing in the NFL. Unfortunately, the Phillies may not have a choice because of this lawsuit.
It's costing them money. Listen, the Phillies aren't going to listen to me. He's not going to be blue or red.
You never know.
I don't think he will because I think they like the green color scheme. But there are going to be some changes, right? He may have blue shoes. May have red shoes.
Different
but Bryce,
shoes.
But Bryce just had the headband last year. We can't change that in 1 year.
Well, guess what? Man. He's going to change that.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Now, Ike, we do have this audio. But first, Adam on the cell wants to say something. Adam, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
All right.
What's up, Adam?
What's up?
Hey, so – you know, I know all this talk about the Fanatic and, oh, man, he's changing. And the Fanatic's very nostalgic to Philly. I mean, I grew up with the Fanatic, but, yo, we got Gritty. We got Gritty, man. He's the best mascot in all of sports, and we got him. He's our guy.
He's a cheap imitation, Adam. You've
Hold
been
on.
Fooled.
No. Gritty has surpassed the Fanatic?
That should be our Twitter.
That's a Twitter poll right there, Jack.
Yo, we got Gritty, man. I'm telling you, I love Gritty. I love that the city loves Gritty, man. I was at the Gritty run. He's the best, dude. I mean, the Fanatic, honestly, he's kind of got nothing on Gritty right now.
Well, he wasn't allegedly accused of assault like Gritty early in his career. Allegedly, by the way.
To me, that just ups the street cred.
You're funny,
man. He's got street cred now. Yeah, Fanatics never beat a little kid up, you know?
You know what?
It's a good point by you, Adam.
By the way, Gritty was cleared of those charges, Adam.
He was.
Make it clear.
No, I know. I never believed it anyway.
Me
Gritty
neither.
Would never do anything like that. He's a protector of everybody.
All right. Yeah, people.
I don't know. I kind of wanted to believe it.
I mean,
the mascot just took off on a 12-year-old, 13-year-old kid.
Jack, I got to tell you.
With a flying elbow.
It was Gritty. Gritty was a. It was a great thing for the Flyers. I mean, a home run for a mascot.
Get your damn act together.
People are really annoying. The grittyites, the people that are like, everything's okay because we have Gritty. Like,
I think
well, he's the face of the Flyers.
Younger, that is the younger representation of the fan base. It's Gritty.
It's the Flyers representation of the fan base.
Well, there are other people who are Philly fans that...
And chicks. That's who likes the Flyers fans
well,
and chicks.
Well, that second part, that's major now. Like,
all right.
Where do you think us knuckleheads going to follow? Yeah, that's where our dumb selves are going to follow. If women like Gritty, we're gravitating towards Gritty.
Well...
Right?
I don't want them to. I want them to do the least amount of possible to the Fanatic, and that's.
I think
he doesn't need an upgrade.
Jack, I need that poll up as to whether or not who is the number one mascot in this town.
It's already up before you even finish the sentence.
Well, I mean, look, if Gritty was to win that, I wouldn't even pay any attention to it. It's ridiculous.
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Because it's a ripoff.
The Fanatic. Yeah. First of all, he was. He was ripped off from the Fanatic.
We understand that. No, I'm not disagreeing with that, but what I'm saying
You're saying
is
that
something
think that.
New has come in and captivated the city. That's all I'm saying. I'm good with either. You let the people talk. The people tell us who's number one. We can't sit here and force everybody to still be in love with the Fanatic if Gritty is number one. My vote, it would be Swoop. You think, do I
it
get
would.
Mad
oh,
when
on.
Swoop doesn't
what's
get any
next?
Love?
What's next, hip-hop?
No, nah, he's not right. in anymore. No, Swoop would not be considered.
Franklin the dog?
Franklin is not considered another as Swoop. In fact, Swoop, they're competing
for the
bottom.
I find that disrespectful.
Swoop is
awful. Swoop isn't considered.
Swoop is awful. I agree.
Swoop is awful?
Swoop's awful.
Oh, my God.
All right, no. Hold on a second. Swoop isn't awful.
What are you talking about?
No, Franklin's awful. Swoop's fine. You don't need a great mascot in football. You need it in baseball because the game's so damn slow. It's a part of the game. Swoop, it's like you cut to him during a a commercial break. You go to him coming back from a commercial break or something like that. All right, so let's get
basically, the Eagles cheerleaders are really the mascots.
So if you want to know what happened, yes.
I'll let you, boy.
If you want to know what happened in this decision, Jack apparently somehow has exclusive audio of the decision
just
to alter
him back here.
Cool. The Fanatic. Here it is.
Gentlemen, we need a plan to put butts in seats for the 2020 Philly season. I'm open to ideas.
We could pay the luxury tax and get good players that people would want to watch.
No, Bill, we're looking for real ideas here.
Feline Friday, people can bring their kitties to the game.
No.
Kids get in free if they're taller than John Mark's night?
No, we wouldn't have enough room for all those kids.
Dollar Dog Night.
We already have that.
$2 Dog Night.
No.
Hey, bringing back Falls or what?
No.
We could change the Fanatic.
I got it. Let's change the look of the most successful mascot in all of sports that everyone loves. Gentlemen, we're going to change the Philly Fanatic.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, was that the potted plant speaking, or who exactly was that there? All right.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
There you have it. So they're going to change him. Back to the phones.
Wow.
Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing today?
All right.
What's up, Hassan?
Not much. Another day. I called. John, I need you to be positive, John, with Embiid, man. I call up, I grind Embiid up a lot. I need him to keep this momentum going. I like it. I need him to keep it going.
But Hassan, if he does that, of course I'm going to be positive with him. I want the Sixers to win. I want Joel Embiid to be one of the best players in the league. He drives me nuts. Like if I came in here and didn't speak honestly about him, I wouldn't be being authentic. He drives me nuts every time he talks for the most part.
Wrong, John. Trust me. I'm with you on everything you said, because quite honestly, when he said I'm the best player in the world yesterday, you should have saw it. If it was a camera on my face, it would have been a meme. Like, I just need to see, show me the best player in the world tomorrow night. Let me hear that after tomorrow night,
right,
after stomping of the Bucks or something.
Yes.
He tries to be a professional wrestler. He looks at it like professional wrestling, and he needs to come out and say that kind of stuff. Or like he's a boxer. You don't have to promote yourself, dude. You just got to win. That's all
right.
I want.
I mean, whatever you need to get you going. If it ends up in a, what they got, 28 games. If it ends up in a 25-3 run, that'd be great. Give me something to be hyped about going into these playoffs. I've been waiting since 83. I'm 37. I was a baby when they had that parade. I need another parade.
All right. Who are you getting rid of, Hassan?
I like to get rid of Big Poppy for trying to side with Manfred just to weasel, keep your Boston down. Excuse me, I have to keep the hit with Boston coming in down. Like, you trying to side with Manfred to say lay off him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, no, but Big Poppy was very pro-baseball. Thanks, you, son. That's a good one. Very pro-baseball. Including being like, what did he rat? I don't think he said rat, but he was criticizing fires for coming out, saying like, why didn't you say something before? Like,
yeah.
So,
well, you know, okay, people were going to say that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fine. Why didn't? But why not talk about what they're doing rather than the guy that actually came out and alerted a reporter to all this?
Because he knows the sport is a culture of cheating. He knows this.
Not like that.
Okay, so a little cheating versus they did it better. Does it make a difference?
They did the best. Yeah, but it does make a difference. It's a difference between Mick Billmeyer with binoculars throwing his arms up in the air when they think of fastballs.
See, I don't
coming.
Think it's a difference.
Well, I mean,
if cheating is cheating, that's what it is. We're seeing when you get to the levels of cheating, that's why there's so much gray area with people. Some that are outraged versus those that it didn't bother, because they look at it like, well, they've been cheating for years in baseball. They've been skirting around the outside the numbers for years in baseball.
I agree with that.
Oh, okay,
but using binoculars is where that's where it's like, okay, you use technology. If you want to call binoculars technology, I think you can. Mm-hmm. That's where, to me, it becomes different. When you're using a center field camera that's professionally installed, then now you have a monitor behind your home stadium to where you're watching what's going on in real time. Like, that takes the cake, man. And baseball looks really dirty in this whole process, too. really dirty. They have information. They're coming out with a report. They're not putting in information that later is received or reported on by somebody, by a reporter that got an internal memo. And then the commissioner starts calling them out about it at a press conference. I mean, it looks so bad.
Why do you think they want to move on from it? Y'all trying to tell me the other day that this is good for baseball.
You have the Big Poppy stuff there, Jack? Here's Big Poppy talking about all this stuff. Here's Big Poppy.
I'm mad at this guy, the pitcher that came out talking about it. And let me tell you why. Oh, after you make your money, after you get your ring, you decide to talk about it? Why don't you talk about it during the season when it was going on? Why you didn't say, I don't want to be no part of? Oh, now. So you look like a snitch. You know what I mean? Why you got to talk about it after? That's my problem, you know. Why nobody say anything while it was going on?
Could he have come out during the season and said something? Sure. Does it look a little smelly because he was pitching for another team and you got lit up when you went somewhere else by that team that was still cheating?
And by the way, that's the only reason you told.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd agree that it factored into it, sure. Right. Well, but Big Poppy, what about what they were actually doing? What about what they were actually doing? Instead of worrying about how it got out, worry about what was actually being done. That's what I would say.
Well, you know that's not how it works. That's not how it works. If they're in a culture of people using performance-enhancing drugs, and you it's not for you, but you're also not the guy that's going to be the whistleblower on everybody. That's really what that boils down. You think people didn't know some of these guys were doing the things they were doing?
Jose Canseco came out and said that 70% of the Major League Baseball is on steroids. And we called him a liar and a loser. And he was right. And he was right.
Yeah.
That he was a whistleblower. No one wanted to listen to him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is he a rat? Or was he putting it out there for his own reasons? Absolutely he was. Right, but it didn't change the fact that guys were cheating all over the place.
Yeah, but it changed the fact that it was. Yeah, you're right. Guys were cheating all over the place. That's the whole point.
Right, right, and that's really what the issue was. Not that Jose Canseco came out and tried to alert people to it, or Fires did. It was the fact that the Astros were doing this. Let's go to Henry, North Philly. Henry, how are you?
I'm all right. How y'all gentlemen doing?
Oh, all right.
What's up, Henry?
That's good. Well, first and foremost, right, Sixers are garbage. I personally, me and my son's 17, Malik, he loves the Sixers. Me, I can't stand them because really they're overrated. They know they need a good coach. Brett Brown, every time the camera's on him, he's always giving these metaphors and long excuses. He never gets straight to the point. Brett Brown, suck.
Never.
You know what I mean? Joel Embiid, suck. Ben Simmons, suck. Ben Simmons is a pretty boy. He don't really want he don't want to get hurt or nothing. Dude, there's no aggressiveness there. You know what I mean? Joel Embiid is supposed to be right there grabbing the rebounds, going up, and being aggressive and dunking. If they do that, then they got a good team. But right now, they don't have a good team. They just want to stay in the media. Every time the Sixers acquire somebody in free agency or whatever, they here to get the money. They don't want to work. They don't want to grind. That's what pisses me off right now. You know what I mean? I used to be a diehard Sixers fan back in 2001. Yeah, that's right. The 2001 team was the better team because they had heart. They had determination. All that about, well, they're not bad. You know, the 2001, 6-0. Nah. He's always got excuses. He will never be that caliber player that he's supposed to be. And if he don't show up, and if Embiid don't show up, if none of them players don't show up when they play the Bucks, that's going to rest my case right there. That's going to rest everybody's case. Oh, I'm the best player. You got to earn that title. That's a title that's earned.
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah, what's the point of keep saying it to yourself that I'm the best? Like, are you trying to convince yourself that you're the best player?
No, like he's doing it for likes. He's doing it for likes on Instagram.
He's doing it for your 17-year-old son. He's doing it for your 17-year-old son, Henry.
Yeah, basically. You know, every time me and my son go back and forth and everything, I got to be quiet because I don't want to catch no stroke. That's just the bottom line. You know, these young people think they know everything. You know what I mean? But they out there playing basketball. You know, take some of these young people off the street, put them on the Sixers. I bet you they get a championship. I bet you they get a championship. That's just the bottom line. You don't the people what they get.
Yeah, believe me. Henry, listen, man. The 76ers have some of the best PR guys in the business, in the game. They do not have an easy job down there. They do not. They have two young $100 million-plus franchise player superstars.
Yep.
That are all-stars. And with that comes different things from each guy, but it's all big. I mean, you're talking about a guy that is dating a billionaire, right? You're talking about Joel Embiid that thinks he's a boxer or a wrestler, or at least that's the kind of mentality. Like, he wants to have that kind of circus around him. I mean, this is what he wants.
Does he?
Why would you keep doing it? I mean, unless he just talked himself into thinking, this is the best way for me to be motivated to play,
Well, that's what we want to see. I'm with you. It's talk right now, tomorrow. I know I'll be in front of the TV watching. I got a lot going on tomorrow. I got the Bucks, Sixers. I got Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury.
We got Phillies baseball on WIP.
I ain't watching no damn spring baseball.
We got Nick Pivetta, game one starter.
I do have the XFL going. And we'll be on the XFL.
And we'll make our picks later on in the show. I have them written down here, Ike. We were 3-1 last week in our XFL locks.
We made the same picks?
I think we agreed, yeah.
Didn't we, Jack? Of them?
Well, I don't know, because our producer didn't take it seriously. And we had to have callers call in thanking us.
Yeah, I didn't take it seriously. That's on me, though. If you guys stay hot, I'll start taking it seriously.
No, log it this week and put it out there.
He said if you stay hot.
All right, because these picks right here are on fire, man. I'm telling you, this is the easiest betting I've ever seen. The XFL is easy to bet. You have teams with bad quarterbacks, you bet against them.
Listen, don't get too ahead of yourself. You have one hot week. You're not hot.
All right. Oh, red hot, brother.
Nah, I don't think that counts.
Red hot. Red hot. 888-729-9494.
You're trying to carry the momentum from your end of your football season.
Let me tell you something.
He didn't end up hot. I was the one that was hot coming down the stretch. He and Eli picked against my squads, and I picked the Super Bowl champion.
You didn't beat my record on the season, though, that's for sure.
Well, that's because I kept picking the Eagles.
Yeah, it is part of it. You're right. It is part of it. 888-729-9494. Is this really, like, do you buy into the Joel Embiid needs to act like this to get the best Joel Embiid? Because I don't.
No, I'm not buying that. I don't think that's what he should be doing. But we're going to find out if this is what it takes. This is what he needs. I need to see that effort from last night. For the next 26, for the rest of the season.
Yep. Totally agree.
Like, as a matter of fact, it's going to take that type of effort and performance to just reach the conference finals. If you are the 4 or 5 seed, you got to get out of this. You got to try to get to that 3 seed. I don't think they can get to the 2 seed. They're not going to catch Toronto. But you got to get to that 3 seed.
Totally agree.
You want to avoid Milwaukee in the second round.
And the 3 seed enables you to do
that.
Yeah, you're right. No, yeah. I mean, listen, you're right. You need
if
to go
not, on, fall back to the 6 seed.
They need to go on a roll, but not like an unbelievable roll. They just need to play well.
No, Miami lost last night. Yeah. So that helped them out.
888-729-9494. So, Ike, yesterday
The Boston and Toronto aren't losing a lot.
They are not. So yesterday, the majority of our show was the new proposal by the NFL owners for 17 games and increased playoff teams. Today, the NFLPA, the Players Association Board, had lots of talks and discussions. According to Adam Schefter, called it a challenging day, and they did not vote. Could this be in trouble? We'll discuss it on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. We are back right after this.
Hey, the Sixers and the Bucks are facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving you the chance to get an even bigger bet. I mean, get an even bigger win when you bet on the game. For every 1,000 fans who bet on Philly to cover, they'll move the line 1 point in Philadelphia's favor. Now, there's no limit to how good this line can get. Now, we won't stop until fans stop betting. Now, best of all, you can bet today, and we'll cover your bet at whatever the line lands at by tip-off. Just sign up and place your bet in the spread the love market to qualify. Don't forget to use promo code Ike so they know that we sent you. That's FANDUEL.com/sportsbook. Promo code Ike, that's IKE. Make sure you sign up today and place your bet on Philly in the spread the love market. And don't worry, everyone gets the final spread no matter when you bet it. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. Again, don't forget to use promo code Ike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.